day while Christ Jesus and his disciples were walking, they passed by a man who'd been blind from his birth. The disciples, they asked, "Who's to blame for this problem? Did the parents or the man sin? Please tell us the truth." "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. In fact, it is no one's fault or fear. God is to blame for all his perfection, and he will show forth that his glory is here." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He turned then and contemptuously spat on the ground. Did he show his disdain for the dust as man's source, showing he knew that this man was not bound? "For neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. In fact, it is no one's fault or fear. God is to blame for all his perfection, and he will show forth that his glory is here." Then did the master make clay of the spittle, and put it upon the man's eyes, as said he, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," meaning send. So the man did just that, and he washed and could see. "Oh, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. In fact, it is no one's fault or fear. God is to blame for all his perfection, and he will show forth that his glory is here." How many parents have asked themselves why? "Is it my fault that my child is this way?" So often we question the reason for troubles, when right there Christ's words are still speaking today. "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. In fact, it is no one's fault or fear. God is to blame for all his perfection, and he will show forth that his glory is here. And he will show forth that his glory is here."